Hello, my name is Sean Derrick, and my two partners are named Emily and Jamel. And today we are doing the television drama on the book called Stonebrook. I am narrator and sound effect. Emily is the old lady and Jamel the young boy. So let's begin. There once was a young man who was walking down the dirt road all day and all night. He was tired and hungry. Then he saw a big house and said,
"At this house, there should be plenty of food to eat."
He walked to the big house and knocked on the door, and the old lady opened it and told the boy, and the boy said,
"Hello, ma'am. Can I get something to eat?"
"I have nothing in my house and in my garden, so get out of here."
Just before she was about to close the door,
"Stop. If you ain't gonna give me nothing to eat, do you have a stone?"
"Yes, I have plenty of rocks in my yard."
He walked out to the yard and get a stone and came back to the door and said,
"We can make a big pot of wonderful soup with this stone if you let me in."
"Okay."
So he put the stone in the pot and water. In hot water. Then after that, the young boy told her the ingredients.
"To have some soup, we need onions, carrots, juicy pea bones, salt and pepper, and butter and barley."
She went to go get the ingredients that the young boy told her to get, and then when she came back, she put all the ingredients and she said,
"Since we're gonna eat like kids, I'm gonna get my best tablecloth and dishes."
"Okay, madam, the food should be finished in 15 minutes.
"Okay."
15 minutes later, the soup was done. Ding! Done. And they sat down and ate the soup. Then the young boy said,
"The soup was delicious, but I must be on my way."
Alright. And just when he was finna walk out the door, he took the stone out the pot and put it in his little sack and started walking towards the dirt. And the old lady said,
"Where are you going with this rock?"
"I have to take it with me because it's not done cooking yet."
"Okay, it was nice for you to show me a new way to cook soup. Thank you."
"You're welcome. It was nice meeting you."
So the young boy walked out the door and started back walking through the woods and the end.